Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mark Abrams. Here's what's happening. Authorities investigating Tuesday's firefight at a kosher market in Jersey City say the shooters appear to have biases against Jews and law enforcement.
The evidence points towards acts of hate.
State Attorney General Gubir Graywall would not assign a motive for the gunfire that claimed six lives, including a police officer and the two shooters. But he says there are indications from social media posts that the attackers harbored resentment toward Jewish people and police officers.
I can confirm that we're investigating this matter as potential acts of domestic terrorism, fueled both by anti-Semitism and anti-law enforcement beliefs.
Graywall acknowledged reports David Anderson and Francine Graham were linked to the Black Hebrew Israelite movement, but he says a definitive link to the organization has not been established. Two Pottstown men are on their way to state prison after pleading guilty to firing 15 shots into a teenage girl's home earlier this year. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
On March 24th, there was a fight outside a home on the 500 block of West Street in Pottstown. About 30 minutes later, a semi-automatic handgun was emptied into that home. The criminal complaint says Mikhail Bevin's sister was punched during the fight. Prosecutor Richard Bradbury says Bevin's called his co-defendant, Anil Fountain.
Mr. Fountain drove over to where Bivens was, picked him up, drove him over to the victim's residence. And once there, Mr. Bevin's fired about 15 rounds into the victim's home.
Bevin's pleaded guilty to aggravated assault and related charges. He will spend 6 to 15 years in state prison. Fountain pleaded guilty to being the driver and was sentenced to 2 to 4 years behind bars. A Camden High School football player is honored for his heroic actions during a deadly shooting at a game last month. 18-year-old senior Kenny Smith was playing center in the November game against Pleasantville when the gunfire erupted. In the mad scramble that ensued, something made Smith stop in his tracks.
I seen a little girl just crying. I told her, get underneath for the bleachers. Everything's going to be okay. Just make sure I was there for her.
There he stayed with the girl, who he says was about 12 years old, until that shooting stopped. Smith didn't say anything about his actions afterward, but the girl did.
She told her dad that I saved her life, and her dad came up to my coach at the link. Like, I didn't really want to talk to nobody about it. I didn't go around saying, oh, I did this for the little girl. I did that. That's not me.
Word soon spread, and on Thursday, Smith was presented with a proclamation, a gift card, and some honorary pins and coins. But he says the best gift was hearing his dad say he was proud of him. An icy mystery may finally be solved after about a year of headaches for drivers who frequently use City Avenue near Presidential Boulevard. It appears the water is coming from a leaky 8-inch water supply pipe underground at the former Channel 10 studios up the street. KYW traffic producer Kevin Guest says this has been driving drivers crazy.
Anytime it goes 32, 33, or lower especially, we get calls in. Spin-out crashes, City and Presidential, people getting off the Schuylkill, you know, sliding into the guy in front of them. It's just been a huge mess.
Officials say the problem is being fixed. Crews were out Thursday making repairs underground. Reading Terminal Market has unveiled its newest permanent vendor.
Please welcome A Taste of Spain.
That's co-founder Alejandro Carabe. He says the Spanish grocery features items like cheese, olive oil, and Spanish cured ham, meant to bring about a better understanding of Spanish culture and tradition.
There is a good knowledge on Italian products, for instance, Greek products, but there is very little knowledge on cuisine coming from Spain. So the idea was to open that concept to everyone here in Philadelphia.
A Taste of Spain won its spot at Reading Terminal Market by winning a fresh food concept competition over the summer. That's the All Local. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.